SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Facing legal challenges on multiple fronts while running for president and running a business empire at the same time, former President Trump is not giving up. Far from it. He tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt that absolutely he's challenging the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, kicking him off the state's GOP primary ballot.
We're in the process of doing it. Everybody thinks exactly what you're saying. They're trying to take the election away from the voters. And this is the same group. I guess it's crew. I've beaten them about 20 times. I beat them on emoluments. They sued me. They sue me on anything. It's a group of radical left lunatics.
And even the Washington Post, in an opinion piece, is trashing the Colorado ruling. House Republicans releasing records showing that then Vice President Biden was much more involved in Hunter Biden's overseas business affairs, specifically the business dealings in Ukraine, than he has admitted.
According to the records, Joe exchanged emails with his son Hunter's business associate, Eric Schwerin, 54 times while he was serving as vice president. All told, then Vice President Biden emailed Schwerin 35 times before and after his 2014 trips to Ukraine. Most of the communication took place in the lead-up to and following an agreement for Hunter to serve on the board of Burisma. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, what to do about the record-shattering flood of illegal immigrants across the southern border? President Biden is sending a high-level delegation to Mexico to talk about it. But Republicans insist that real border security involves enforcing U.S. immigration law, adhering to the Remain in Mexico policy, and continuing work to build the border wall. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 86 points, NASDAQ ahead 72. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A is under attack again.
The fast food chain is Christian-owned and has always been closed on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. But Democrats in the New York State Assembly are pushing a bill that would specifically require restaurants along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has been boycotted and is already opposed by liberal lawmakers and university officials across the country, because its owner publicly stated his support for biblical marriage back in 2012. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis has made another pronouncement that will concern conservative Catholics. The pontiff has ordered Vatican bureaucrats to avoid rigid ideological positions that prevent them from understanding today's reality. This comes just days after Francis sparked global controversy by formally allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples. That and a radical change of Vatican policy. This is SRN News. One South American country may harvest a windfall from the depths of the ocean.
The Colombian government will try to raise objects from the 1708 shipwreck of the galleon San Jose, which is believed to contain a cargo worth billions of dollars. The fate of the 300-year-old wreck has been controversial because it's both an archaeological and an economic treasure. The first attempts will be made between April and May, depending on ocean conditions in the Caribbean. Colombia's culture scientific expedition, but the ship's 11 million gold and silver coins, emeralds, and other precious cargo from Spanish-controlled colonies could be worth billions of dollars if ever recovered. Keith Peters reporting.
American EV maker Tesla plans to produce energy storage batteries in China. Those plans moving ahead with a signing ceremony for the land acquisition for a new factory in Shanghai. More details at SRNnews.com.